I am going to share this morning.
Hey, 我今天, 早上是会在这里有交通。
And I thank the brothers for asking me to share a little bit about what I learned at the Winter Conference.
感谢主, 弟兄邀请我来分享, 东灵会所听见的。
So I want to say that I'm just like everyone else out here that now I'm scrambling to write our notes down, you know, and writing it as fast as I can.
我記得特會的時候好像各位, 一樣是很勤力的在台下抄筆記。
And I know that many of us are still trying to take it all in.
有許多弟兄姊妹還是要繼續的去消化那些訊息。
And we're trying to chew on it.
要更多的去咀嚼。
And we're trying to digest all of it.
願意將全部都消化下去。
But I know the goal.
我知,
I know the goal or my goal.
我知道我個人嗰個嘅 目標
is to live it out.
就係要希望能夠行出嚟。
And by God's grace,
靠著主嘅恩典,
that we could grow in the Lord with all these sharings.
我哋能夠藉著呢啲信息能夠喺主裏面有長進。
So I had some thoughts you know, as I was thinking, some questions that really came to mind.
我有啲嘅對於信息嘅思考，有啲嘅問題。
So I want to address these questions not just to myself but to all of us.
我願意將我所思考、所諗起嘅問題，願意嚟做一點嘅交通。
So three questions came to mind for me.
有三個問題。
First one was, have we returned?
第一個，我哋有冇歸回？
If we listen to any of the messages, I think that's one of the main points. Have we returned?
如果我哋有聽見過任何嘅其中嘅信息，我哋應該亦都會考慮過依個問題，我哋有冇回歸到？
My second question is, what is our condition?
第二個我反覆思想嘅問題就係我哋現今嘅狀況係如何咧？
And my third question is, how hungry and thirsty am I?
第三個問題，我有冇對主又飢又渴？
So our brother Daniel's message began with the word remnants.
黃先弟兄，嗰個信息第一堂就係講到依班餘民。
Now, if we remember when we study Ezra, the remnants spent 70 years in captivity.
當我哋到以斯拉記嘅時候，依餘民喺嗰70年。 裏邊佢係被掳走嘅。
And then they were asked to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
70年過咗之後， 王就派命令容許佢哋可以翻到本地去回歸。
So let's think about that journey.
我哋可以諗下嗰一個嘅旅程。
I'm sure it wasn't easy.
我知道應該一定唔容易。
You know, they walk how many miles?
你諗下佢哋要行幾多里路？
They walk how many days?
你諗下佢哋要行幾多日？
And you know, we just think about the age of the people at that time.
你諗下嗰班回歸嘅人，佢哋係幾大年紀？
Sure, there were some young people, right? There had to be some young people to want to go and run this mission.
回歸嘅人當中一定有一點嘅係年青人。
But there were many who remember the old temple and its glory.
但許多係比較年長嘅，佢哋係認識到曾經見過舊嘅聖殿嘅榮耀。
And so they, as if they were in captivity for 70 years, they had to be over 70, maybe 80 years old, right? Over that even.
所以佢哋被掳去70年啦，所以你想象佢哋歸回現今係幾多歲？
So their hearts, they were excited. They were excited to do this.
佢哋嘅心咧係好興奮，係要咁樣做。
You know, the planning that had to go to return.
佢哋回歸嘅計劃。
The materials that were needed.
佢哋要 預備嘅材料。
Yeah, everything that they had to prepare to go back to Jerusalem.
佢哋為咗要翻返去歸回耶路撒冷所預備嘅。
So everything may have been in place. Everything may have been prepared. But when they got there, were they?
可能他們有很多東西都已經預備好，但是當他們實際去回到去歸回的地方的時候，有沒有預備好呢？
You know, upon that return, were their hearts ready to take on the challenges of the day-to-day grind?
當他們回到去歸之後，他們有沒有預備好要經過每天他們所要經過的呢？
So, their hearts, you know, that the condition of their hearts particularly wasn't really quite ready.
所以他們的心，特別是他們的心是未預備好。
Because when they got there, they were challenged by many things.
因為他們去到耶路撒冷的時候，他們有很多挑戰。
So, what happens when we have challenges?
對我們來說，當我們遇見挑戰的時候，我們會怎樣呢？
We do what is natural for the human flesh.
我們就會藉著我們肉體。
We go back to ourselves.
就要靠自己去面對挑戰。
We say me. We say me.
我們就說，我要靠自己。
Myself.
要靠我自己。
My family's needs.
我家庭有需要。
And therefore, the rebuilding was delayed for 16 years.
所以那個重建建造聖殿的工作就停止了16年。
So what were they dealing with at that time?
在那個期間，他們面對的挑戰是什麼呢？
What was the thing? What were the things that caused them to be delayed for 16 years?
令到他 延遲建造聖殿那16年的原因是什麼呢？
It was their flesh.
就是他們自己的肉體。
The flesh of man.
就是人的肉體。
The corrupted condition of the people's heart at that time did not please God.
就是那個人的心的墮落的境況是沒有得著神，是神所厭棄的。
So there were many obstacles.
有很多的挑戰。
They got distracted.
去分心。
Their sights were blurred.
他們看不見得清楚。
Maybe we can say the human day-to-day life happened.
他們就是每天要過人過的生活。
You know, our daily lives does distract us.
我們每天要過的生活所面對的事情，很容易就令我們使我們 distracted 就是分散分心。
Okay. So, you know, at that time, the people faced opposition from the people living in the area.
在那段時期，那些回歸的神的子民，他們有很多的仇敵在周圍。
They had attacks from the enemies.
I'm sorry.
They had attacks from the enemies.
他們有仇敵不斷的在周圍攻擊他們。
They also intermarried.
並且他們是有同一些異族在通婚。
Right, they were mixed with people not of God.
他們同異族的其他信仰的其他的在那些地的子民的人一起混雜。 Thank you. Okay.
So there were many distractions that may have pulled them away.
在那段時間，他們許多的事情令到他們分心。
And I think the thing that we can see there is they had a divided heart.
我們所見到他們的心是分開的。
And that kept them from achieving the goal of rebuilding the temple.
因著這樣的緣故，他們就在建造聖殿這件事情上面就冷卻下來。
Now God was looking for a people with a pure heart.
神在那裡尋找一些清心的人。
You know, God wanted to rebuild the hearts of His people.
神是願意建造人的心，令一班人有一個清心。
That is where He wants to reside in our hearts.
神願意住在人的心中。
Is that us today?
這個是不是我們今天的狀況呢？
Do we have too many distractions in our lives?
我哋嘅生活係咪許多事情令我哋分心呢?
You know, we have returned to the physical worship place.
我哋已經翻到嚟會所聚會。
We go to meetings.
我哋去參加聚會。
We read our Bible.
我哋讀聖經。
We interact with brothers and sisters.
我哋同弟兄姊妹有交通。
But can we have a pure heart for the Lord?
但我哋有冇一個清心係為著主?
May the Lord guard it.
願意主守住我哋嘅心。
Our hearts have to be guarded.
我哋嘅心需要被保守。
To protect what is going in and out of our hearts.
我哋心需要被保守。 有乜嘢出，有乜嘢入我哋嘅心裏邊。
Now Nehemiah 4:13 says.
你米記第4章第13節咁樣講。
Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall.
Okay. 所以我使百姓各按宗族拿刀、拿槍、拿弓，站在城牆後邊低洼嘅空處。
Okay, so it says here, I'm sorry, I should have read the whole verse here. Let me read the whole verse. Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows.
就是剛才我所讀的字。
Okay. So, you know, the lowest points of the wall where it's exposed is the most vulnerable part of a wall.
這裡說他使那些百姓在城牆後面低洼的空處。
So, you know, we need to stay alert.
意思就是我們需要警醒。
The people at that time, when they were stationed there, they had one hand on the sword and one hand working building the wall.
當我們在那個空處的時候,他們拿刀拿槍。
Yeah, we need to fight, just like those people did back then, to stay alert.
我們需要預備警醒。
May the Lord guard our hearts.
願意主保守我們的心。
We go on to Nehemiah 7, verses 1 and 2.
我們去到尼希米記第7章第1和第2節。
It says, after the wall had been rebuilt, and I had set the doors in place.
城牆修完,我安了門山。
So we see that after they built the wall,
我們知道他建造城牆之後,
the doors were put in place. The doors.
那個門山就他們建築好。
Do you realize there's a door to your heart?
知不知道我們的心是有一個心門在這裡呢?
Do you just let anything in?
你是不是將門隨意打開,讓其他事物容易好容易地進來呢?
Let me ask you, who leaves the door open in their house?
我問一問你一個問題, 誰是將你家裡的門隨意打開的呢?
You close it.
你關門。
You lock it.
你上鎖。
You cherish what is inside your house.
你是要守住家裡的事物,是不是?
Again, the Lord, may the Lord guard our hearts.
願意主來保守我們的心。
So, do we need rebuilding just like the remnants of Babylon?
我們弟兄姊妹們今天需不需要重建,好像當時的漁民要重建一樣呢?
Maybe we should think about it, that particular question.
我們需要思考這個問題。
Because our brother Daniel shared that during the captivity, the people were too comfortable.
因為王先弟兄這樣分享,他說那時漁民重建的時候,回歸的時候,他們是非常舒適舒服。
Some of them had a very good life in captivity.
有一部分的漁民甚至他們在巴比倫的時候過著一些很舒適的生活。
They must have.
他們一定是這樣。
Why? Because only 50,000 people volunteered to go back to return.
因為回歸的漁民人數只有5萬人。
May the Lord refresh me. May the Lord refresh me.
願意主復甦我。
Are we too comfortable today?
我們今天對我來說,我們是不是很舒適呢?
Have we gone on autopilot?
我們是不是... 自動導航
So what is autopilot, right?
什麼叫做自動導航?
Okay, Webster says, a device that keeps aircraft, spacecraft, and ships moving in a particular direction without human involvement.
自動導航咧，你就唔使自己教啲行程點樣揸去嘅，你一撳個掣就去到噶。
Okay. So, is that how we are without human involvement?
我哋今天係咪自動導航就好隨意、好舒適嘅就咁就生活咧？
Being on autopilot doesn't mean that we know what we're doing.
自動導航，咁我哋知唔知我哋去邊度，去邊個方向咧
？Do we hear what we're really listening to？
我哋知唔知道我哋所收聽嘅係乜嘢咧
？Do I really care about my brother or my sister？
我究竟關心你旁邊嘅弟兄姊妹們咧
？So when we come, are we on autopilot？
我哋嚟聚會係咪自動導航
？Do we come every week？And attend the meetings with the attitude that I want to be closer to Him.
我哋每星期嚟聚會，我哋嘅心裏邊有冇諗到我哋要更加嘅親近主咧
？Do we want to prepare ourselves to meet with the Lord on all occasions？
我哋愿唔愿意藉着每一個環境、每一個機會，願意去見到、碰到主咧
？Thank and praise the Lord.
感謝讚美主。
That the Lord will always have a word for me.
主一直都。有啲話要同我講。
It makes me think: Have I resided just to be fed and not serve？
咁我就諗起我係咪成日從主嗰度接收，但係我冇去服侍主咧
？May the Lord awaken us！
願意主去復甦我哋。
So another question, or the third question was，
我要分享嘅第三個嘅點，第三個問題。
How hungry and thirsty am I？
我哋對主有究竟？有幾飢餓，有幾渴咧
？But maybe the question is, do I want to be hungry and thirsty？
可能個問題就係我哋願唔願意做一個向主飢渴嘅人
？If you ask a normal person, a regular person，
如果你問一個平常人
，Do you want to be hungry？
你想唔想肚餓
？No one wants to be hungry。No one.
咁佢一個答案地話，梗係唔想肚餓啦。
We all want to be content. We all want to be satisfied.
我個人都係想要飽足，係咪
？But with the Lord, I should always be wanting to have more of Him in me.
對住主，我哋嘅態度應該係願意主更多嘅，我哋願意更多嘅嚟被你充滿。
So let us cry out, make me hungry, Lord.
願意我哋嘅向主嘅態度係主，我要向你有飢有渴。
Make me thirsty for your word, Lord.
願意我對你嘅話有飢有渴。
I want to be willing in this.
願意做一個願意嘅人。
This is a relationship. It's two ways.
呢個係我哋對主嘅關係，係需要我哋去配合嘅。
I think we need to ask ourselves and to consider this question more in our hearts.
我哋需要。問我哋自己嘅心呢個問題。
So our brother Jerry shared with us about the history of the Richmond Church.
Jerry 弟兄，外國嘅弟兄就講到交通到關於 Richmond 教會嘅歷史。
And you may have already heard some of the sharings already.
你好多弟兄姊妹都聽過。
And you probably heard about the five sisters and the three brothers.
你可能都聽過嗰五個姊妹同三個弟兄。
Yeah, and how they began the church in Richmond 50 years ago.
佢哋點樣喺五十年前開始咗Richmond 嘅聚會
？What I really want to share with you is what I learned from that particular sharing is the importance of prayer.
我所願意分享嘅喺呢一個交通裏邊所得著嘅就係佢哋點樣去禱告。
Now the five sisters they prayed earnestly.
嗰五個姊妹一路喺度行切咁樣禱告。
They pray for a church that they envision in their hearts。
主喺個意象、教會意象擺咗喺佢哋心中，佢哋就為咗依件事情禱告。
And they got together and they prayed, and the Lord sent them these three brothers。
佢哋就聚埋一齊行切咁樣禱告，咁主就將依三個弟兄擺喺佢哋中當中。
One of them was our brother Jerry Amon。
其中一個就係講完 Jerry 啦。
And the other two brothers were Michael Woods and Kenny Pittman。
另外一個兩個弟兄就係 Michael 同 Ken。
So they got together and they prayed, and the brother called this this time of prayer travailing prayer。
弟兄就交通到佢哋咁樣依一段時期嘅禱告係一個難產嘅禱告。
He said, whatever we need to do or accomplish requires travailing prayer.
他就咁样交通, 每一次主要我们, 带出神的旨意的时候, 我们就需要经过这样的祷告。
So what does travail mean?
难产是什么事情?
Okay.
生产之父。
Okay. It is to engage in painful or laborious effort.
就是生产的时候是很痛苦的,
also associated with women in childbirth.
就是很多时候讲到妇人生产的时候的痛苦。
I'm reminded that that long process of pain.
我是记得我的小孩出生的时候,
has to happen before there's life.
一个是生产, BB生出来, 之前必须经过的,
and it has to happen before life.
是在生命出来之前一定要经过过的。
Okay. I remember when my first son Matthew was born.
我记得我大仔, Matthew出生的时候,
It was 21 hours of labor.
过程是21个小时。
A lot of walking. I did a lot of walking with my wife.
我和我太太呢就,
those who
就去,
have kids know, okay? when the child was coming,
当BB出来的时候,
I was able to experience this pain with her.
我甚至和我太太一同, 感受到这个生产之苦。
Okay, so when I was helping her, we were holding hands, and she was squeezing my hand so tight.
我记得经过过程当中，我有段时间系 hold 住佢只手嘅。
And at that time, I wore a wedding ring, but I a wedding.
哦，嗰阵时有戴。 戴住结婚戒指嘅。
My hands are too big now, my rings don't fit. But I remember she squeezed my hand so tight, it left the mark for weeks in my hand, in my finger. She squeezed it so tight, I couldn't shout out. She was in more pain than I could ever even imagine.
记得在经过过程, BB出紧嚟嘅时候, 佢紧握我嘅手系握得好紧。 咁我嗰隻結婚戒指個印呢係深深嘅刻咗喺我嘅手指嗰度。But
I couldn't complain.
但嗰陣時好痛啊，但我唔能。
She was in deep agony.
我唔能夠同佢投訴，因為佢仲痛。So
she was hurting more than I was.
所以我就唔能夠 投訴。
But you know, if we think about travailing prayer, to be on our knees and to pray hard, I mean for our circumstances, you know. The Lord remembers that.
我哋上到生产之苦，当我哋跪低向主屈膝祷告嘅时候，为咗啲好难嘅事情，呢个系我哋必须经过嘅。So
in a matter of the Richmond Church,
当我哋讲到 Richmond 嘅教会嘅时候
，we see the power of prayer in God's word.
我哋 知道喺神嘅话当中带出嘅祷告嘅重要性。
We witness the answered prayers of our saints.
我哋系亲身嘅经历过圣徒们主听圣徒们嘅祷告。And
therefore we know our Lord answers prayers.
我哋因而知道主系答应祷告嘅。It
reminds me where two or three are gathered together.
我哋记得系当两三个人奉主嘅名在一起嘅时候。He
is in our midst.
主就喺佢哋当中。So
that resonated with me.
这个在我心里有回响。
And recently, at our Thursday night prayer meetings, we have been praying for a sister.
最近在星期四晚上，我们为了一位姊妹祷告。
She has suffered a stroke.
她呢就是 爆血管, 中风啊, sorry.
And her recovery prognosis was very, very much hampered by complications.
她中风之后呢, 有許多病發症，等佢恢復係非常之困難。
We earnestly prayed for her recovery and her healing.
我哋就一直嘅懇切嘅向著主為呢位姊妹禱告。
For months.
幾個月啦。
Yeah, for months. And it seemed, in the beginning, it seemed like it was touch and go with his sister.
開始嘅時候，呢、这個姊妹好似、想復原，但又未復原。
But slowly, and I mean very slowly,
但係好緩慢地
，she had been making progress.
佢就慢慢嘅復原。
And just the other day, as I was catching up on my text messages and my emails,
喺另外嗰日
，our sister Esther sent me a picture.
Esther 姊妹 send 一幅相俾我。
Now this has been close to almost a year. This sister had been trying to get well.
这个姊妹有病的姊妹大概已经有一年的时间是这样的情况。
And I think the latest we heard is she was home now and in a recovery program.
最近我所听到的信息，她就已经回了屋企那里，在屋企疗养。
And what our sister shared with me was a picture of her and a couple other brethren. I don't know if they were out for a meal or they were out together. But they were out.
所發俾我嗰幅相咧，就係依位病咗咁耐嘅姊妹同兩個弟兄喺出邊影嘅，喺出邊户外影嘅相。
In the beginning, she was like semi-comatose.
當佢開始中風冇幾耐之後咧，佢咧係瞓牀係半昏迷嘅。
Yeah, and her responses were minimal to say the least.
你叫佢嗰陣時，佢係唔能夠答你嘅。
But we prayed earnestly for months, almost a year.
我哋好多月咁樣為佢禱告嘅時候。
When I saw the picture,
當我見到呢幅相嘅時候
，it spoke to me.
主向我説話。
That is prayers answered.
主答應我哋嘅禱告。
One of the lessons that our brother shared was committing to corporate prayer.
弟兄所交通到其中所學到一個功課就是團體的禱告。
Jerry says that prayer is warfare.
Jerry 弟兄說禱告是一個爭戰。
You know, last Sunday our sister also shared this particular lesson of prayer.
上個禮拜有一位姊妹都是分享到禱告。
And invited all of us to join prayer meetings on Thursday nights.
佢係邀請我哋每個人都嚟星期四晚上禱告聚會。
I will admit that this is one of the meetings that I try to commit my attendance to.
我係好誠實咁講，我係喺星期四晚上，我係好願意嚟守住呢段時間嚟禱告。
And for me, I'm learning to pray for the needs of God's house.
對我嚟講，我係學習為著神嘅家嘅需要嚟禱告。
And God's house includes His servants and His body.
神嘅家係包括前面嘅弟兄們啦，同埋整個教會。
And the church, you know, the church is you and me.
教會係包括你同埋我。
We need to pray for each other.
我哋需要為著彼此嚟禱告。
When I know that a brother is praying for me. Or remembering me in prayer.
當我知道有另一位弟兄為我嚟禱告嘅時候
，I feel the love of God.
我就感受到神對我嘅愛。
This is love in action.
依個係愛帶出嚟嘅行動。
Again, you know, prayer is warfare.
再講一次，禱告係爭戰。
Sometimes we fight against the enemy.
有時我哋對住仇敵嚟到Fight against 爭戰，仇敵爭戰。
Okay, and sometimes we fight against the self.
有時我哋係對住我哋嘅老我嚟爭戰。
Let's face it, you know, we're tired at the end of the day.
有時你諗下，我哋做完一日嘅事情，我哋係好攰嘅。
Everyone is busy. We're all busy.
我哋都係好忙嘅，個人都好忙。
And it's going to be a reason.There's always going to be a reason not to join prayer meetings.
是一定会有些原因可以令到你来不到祷告聚会。
Prayer is talking to God.
祷告是跟神讲话。
This is how we get close to Him.
我们怎样与神亲近。
This is how we know His heart.
我们怎样知道神的心意。
The enemy doesn't want us to have this relationship.
仇敵不愿意我们与神有这样的关系。
It's a deep relationship with God that we're wanting.
是一个与神深挚的关系。
That's why there's a warfare.
所以就有一个争战。
May the Lord protect and keep our hearts.
愿意神来保守我们的心。
May He refresh and know our hearts.
yours.
Our brother, one of his lessons is, you are my family.
弟兄这样讲到，我们当中的弟兄姊妹就是我们的家庭。
You are my family.
你就是我的家庭。
I'm not afraid to say that, you know, that some people might have a hard time saying that. You are my family.
有些人很,
you are my family.
很难这样说,
you are my brother. You are my sister.
你是我的弟兄, 你是我的姊妹。
We are forever tied with his blood.
我们是同一个血统里面。
I need to pray for you and me.
我需要为你和为我自己祷告。
We're tied together.
我们是一同在一起。
Redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
我们是一同被血所杀的人。
Bonded in love.
我们是在爱中来相处。
Held together in Christ.
在基督里面一起。
A sister shared something that caught my attention at our discussion time.
姊妹们有一个分享，我系好摸着我。
You know, she shared that many of us have been attending these meetings for like over 30 years.
她交通到我们很多弟兄姊妹们都去这个聚会去了几十年。
And she believes that God has brought us together for another reason.
她相信神这样将我们摆在一起有另一个原因。
God wants to awaken us.
神愿意我们醒起来。
We've heard all these stories. We've heard all these messages. Maybe in one way or another, but we've heard them all.
我们在曾经的一些时间，我们已经是听过这些信息的了。So
why are we hearing them again?
那为什么我们要再来听呢？
Are we asleep?
我们是不是沉睡呢？
Are we slumbering?
我们是不是睡着了呢？
You know, maybe we're not alert to the very presence of the Lord here in our midst.
可能我们是 醒觉不起来，知道神已在我们当中。
He could be right in front of us.
主可以在我们当中，在我们面前。
This is a very, very deep reminder.
这个是对我们很深刻的一个提醒。
Our Lord wants to be very, very near us.
主愿意距离我们非常之近。
God the Father loves to be near his family.
父神愿意与他的儿女是非常之相近。
My daughter is in grad school near Irvine.
我那个女儿现在在Irvine那里读紧 grad school.
Grad school.
研究院。
Okay. And you know, we miss the family being all together.
我就很不舍得去啦，因为佢唔喺屋企嗰度。
And I'm sure I've always shared that I would like my daughter to be home with us.
可能已经交通过俾弟兄姊妹知，我愿意我嗰个细女咧喺屋企喺身边。So
the kids, they love to cook.
佢哋喺屋企嘅时候咧，佢哋中意煮嘢食。They
love to cook together.
佢哋愿意，佢哋中意一齐咁样煮嘢食。They
like to make new things.
试啲新嘅菜谱。And
as a father, I just love to see them working together.
作为父亲，好中意见到佢哋一齐咁样做一啲事情。
Most recently, they were making pizza.
最近咧，佢哋就整意大利薄饼。Now
I did not make it with them.
我就冇参与同佢哋一齐整。I
just sat and watched.
咁我就喺侧边嚟旁观。And
at the end,
到最后，I
enjoyed the meal.
我就有份食。It
was the best pizza.
系最好食意大利薄饼。Amy
said, "I always say it's the best pizza."
我太太话，佢成日话系最好食嘅。Every
time.
每一次。But
this time really was the best.
但係今次係真係最好食嘅。
Okay. It is always the best time.
當你相聚嘅時候，就係最美嘅事情。
I feel content.
我係好滿足。
And at the end of the day,
到最後嘅時候，
God wants to be with us.
主亦都係同一個心願與我哋一齊。
Who are we?
我哋係邊個咧？
Who are we that God wants to be with us?
點解我哋 咁值得神愿意与我哋一齐咧？
We are His children.
我哋系佢嘅儿女。
Born of His Spirit.
系从圣灵所生。
Washed in His blood.
系被佢血所洒。
He wants to live in my heart.
主愿意住喺我嘅心里心当中。
He wants to live in our hearts.
主愿意住喺我哋嘅心当中。
God wants to enjoy His family.
主愿意神愿意与佢嘅家庭家人一齐。
Does He reign first place in your hearts?
神係咪喺我哋心中作首位咧？
I chose a hymn on the second night.
在聚会第二晚的时候，我拣咗一首诗歌。
It was to seek his lovely face.
就是去寻找主的面。
It says that in my secret heart, no other love competes, no rival throne survives, and I serve only you.
就在我的心的深处里面，是没有人与你相争，我愿意单单的侍奉你。
May he speak to our hearts and the church.
愿意主对我们的心说话，对我们的教会说话。
We thank the Lord for His timely words.
感謝主對我們的應時的話。
So brother mentioned His words is for awakening.
弟兄剛才交通到主的話對我們是有一個叫我們睡醒起來。
It's for reminders, it's for instructions, it's for encouragement, but most importantly is for life.
對我們有很多的提醒、警告，並且是 主的話是對我們是一個生命。
I mentioned the word is timely.
我剛才提到主的話是很應時。
Because through our brother's message, I can sense the Lord is once again reminding us that He is near.
因為弟兄對我們傳講的訊息的時候，我所聽見的就是主很快要來。
And brother Jerry was reminding in our last message that the Lord's return is imminent.
Jerry 弟兄 最後訊息交通的時候，佢話主係好快要臨近。
And the sense I got from him is that this is not his burden and it's not Brother Kong's burden, but he said it is the Lord's burden.
我所感受到嘅依個唔係從佢單單而從佢而嚟嘅負擔，唔係從江弟兄嚟嘅負擔，係從主嚟嘅負擔。
And I was reflecting on what I gained from these words. This imagery of the Lord at the door is very vivid in my mind.
當我再思考依信息，聯想起主喺門外叩門嗰一個嘅緊迫性嘅時候。
Our brother mentioned in the Middle East, there is doors outside the courtyard, and there's a door in the inner court.
個弟兄就講到喺中東嘅時候，嗰啲嘅屋企咧，佢哋有幾道門嘅，係有外邊嘅門，有裏邊嘅門。
But for me, we don't have to look too far. In our church building, there's a gate in the outdoor, and there's a glass door that you have to go in.
咁譬如係喺個會所，我哋唔需要好遠去睇有幾多道門喺。 呢個會所建築物外邊有一埲閘，但入嚟呢個內室咧有一道門喺度。
And the Lord is showing me this image that the Lord is right at the glass door out there.
主就俾我看見個信息，就好似主就企咗喺門外一樣。
And he is knocking on this glass door.
佢就喺門口嗰個玻璃門嗰度敲緊門。
And you know, look back. You know, he's right there. He's knocking on the door and he's waiting. For one of us to open the door for him.
主一路咁樣敲門，就係等著有冇人去嗰度玻璃門度開門俾佢。
And the question that the Lord asks is, are we ready to open the door for him?
主所要問嘅問題就係我哋有冇預備好要開嗰道門。
If he came in right now, what will he find?
如果主而家開門入嚟，會見到乜嘢咧？
Will we find us slumbering?
會見唔見到我哋喺度瞓覺咧？
Will we find us playing with our phones?
會見到我哋喺度打手機咧？
Or maybe he find us sitting tight, you know, listening to the message, but our mind is wandering around.
可能佢見到我哋喺度，好似喺度聽緊信息，但我哋嘅心喺度游浮。
Thinking about how to get through the week at work or school.
可能你諗緊將要面對呢個禮拜。 翻學啊，翻工嘅事情。
Or just thinking about what we're going to get for lunch.
可能你諗緊 lunch 要食啲乜嘢。
So the question that the Lord want to ask us is, are we ready?
主所以要問我嘅問題就係我哋有冇準備好。
And I was actually thinking, I think this question seems very abstract. What does it mean to be ready?
我就諗起呢個問題，我哋準備好未？就個問題好似好抽象。
And as I was reflecting, I felt actually the Lord gave us the answer of what it means to be ready through all the messages that He shared to us.
但其實主藉著許多嘅對我哋全港嘅信息已經俾咗我哋答案。
His heart is in the church.
主嘅心意就放喺教會當中。
When He opened the door, He wants to see if His church is ready.
當主開嗰道門嘅時候，佢願意見到佢嘅教會係準備好。
He is not looking for individuals.
主唔係要揀一啲 個人。
He wants to see if His church is ready to let Him in.
主願意尋找一個團體嘅教會準備好未？
So what is the church? And this is what our brother Ken asked last Sunday.
咁另外一個問題。 就是我們上個禮拜聚會弟兄問的問題所提起的問題就是教會究竟是什麼呢?
And this is what both our brothers have shared throughout the conference.
特會的講員,兩個講員都有這樣提起到。
And the church is the Lord Jesus Himself.
教會就是主耶穌自己。
And more specifically, the church is the body of Christ.
特別就是教會就是主的身體。
Our brother shared the vision that Paul saw on the road to Damascus.
弟兄就分享到保罗在大马色路上所见到的异象。
At that time, Saul was very fervent persecuting the church.
扫罗那时是很火热地去逼迫教会。
Or persecuting those who worship this way.
他是扫罗很强烈地逼迫那时过
But the Lord appeared to him and asked, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
但是主顯然被掃羅知道就說我就是耶穌你所逼迫的那個。
So what did Paul see right there?
那掃羅在那時候所見到的是什麼呢?
Jesus is already resurrected and risen to heaven.
主耶穌已經復活已經升天。
But Saul has been persecuting the Christians.
但是掃羅那時一直在逼迫基督徒。
But the Lord showed him that you're persecuting me.
但是主告訴掃羅你逼迫的不是人，是逼迫我。
So this is what Paul saw. The church is the body of Christ.
保羅所見到的就是教會就是基督的身體。
And this is what he wrote in Ephesians 1:22-23.
所以在以弗所書第1章22-23節這樣說。
He put all things in subjection under his feet and made him head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
神又將萬有伏在他的腳下，使他為教會作萬有之首，教會是他的身體，是那充滿萬有者所充滿的。
And this is what our brother Jerry shared as the vision that he saw before they start the testimony in Richmond.
所以這個也是Jerry弟兄所見到神給他要建立 Richmond 教會之前的異象。
He clarified for us a few things.
他為我們解答了幾樣的事情。
The church is not a building, but a person.
教會並非是一個建築物，但是一個人。
It is a person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
教會就是主耶穌的自己。
It was not an organization, but it is an organism.
教會不是一個團體，乃是一個有機的物，有機體。
And because it's an organism, it is organic, and it's not mechanical.
所以是有機體，就並非機械化。 Thank you.
And we should be following the Lord and not following the rules.
所以我們是需要跟從主，不是跟從規條。
And one thing that really touches me is when the brother saw this vision himself.
有一樣很摸著他心的時候，當弟兄看見這個異象的時候，
He shared that he was willing to give his life for the Lord.
他就交通到他願意將他自己的生命放在主的手中。
Not only for the Lord, but also to brothers and sisters.
不單止將自己的生命放在主的手中，還將他的生命放在弟兄姊妹當中。
And I think it really dawns on me. You know, I never thought about this at all before.
我想到這點的時候，對我來說很突然。
I'm sure all of us, you know, when people ask, you know, we will be willing to give our life for the Lord.
當我們 有呢个问题嘅时候，对我哋发出我哋愿意将自己嘅生命摆喺主嘅手中嘅时候。
But to give our life for our brothers and sisters, you know, we may have some hesitation.
但系同样，你愿唔愿意将你嘅生命放喺弟兄姊妹当中咧？你会唔会有犹豫咧？
So the Lord really show us through this time that we meet what His heart is.
所以第主就喺依啲信息当中就咁样嚟问我呢啲问题。
He wanted His church.
主愿意得着佢嘅教会。
He wanted His bride.
主愿意得着佢嘅身妇。
And He wanted a bride, His body, where God needs are met rather than our needs.
I'm sorry.
He wanted a place where His own needs are met rather than our own needs.
主願意得著一個地方，主嘅需要能夠被滿足。
He wanted a place where He can dwell with men.
主亦願意得著一個地方，佢能夠與神嚟，能夠同住同居。
He wanted a place that can manifest His presence with men.
主願意得著一個地方，主嘅同在能夠喺人當中被彰顯。
He wanted a place where peace reigns and love can flourish.
主願意得著地方有安息，有愛流露出嚟。
So as the Lord is knocking on the door,
所以主還係喺門內叩門。
He wanted to find Himself in His church.
主願意喺教會當中揾翻佢自己。
Would we find us striving against each other?
我哋會唔會發現我哋自己係彼此相爭咧？
As he comes in, would he find us talking behind each other's backs?
當主嚟嘅時候，會唔會發現我哋喺背後講人閒話嘅咧？
Or would he find us holding grudges toward our brothers or sisters?
當主翻嚟嘅時候，我哋會揾見到我哋喺背後係記住弟兄姊妹嘅錯處嘅咧？
Or instead, would he be able to find?Each one of us loving one another like our own.
或者主回嚟嘅时候，会见到我哋彼此相爱，你爱对方好似你爱自己一样。
Would we find us looking for the interests of others over our own personal interest?
主翻嚟嘅时候，会唔会见到我哋自己见到各人比自己强嘅咧？
Or with humility, regard one another as more important than yourself.
或者见到我哋系好谦卑。互相嘅對待咧。
So this is what the Lord show us very clearly. What He's looking for when He returns.
So 主回嚟嘅時候，好清楚嘅俾我哋睇到主所要得著嘅。
And the Lord also through these messages gave us clearly what His expectations are for His church.
主喺佢話中對我哋俾我哋睇到佢對教會嗰個嘅要求係乜嘢？
When I first saw the term expectations from the remnant, I was a little stressful.
當我聽到弟兄講話主向漁民有咩嘅要求嘅時候，我嘅心有點嘅壓力。
Because at work, you know, we talk about expectations.
因為我翻工時候好有多嘅要求係咪
？And with expectations, it comes with commitments, priorities, and a lot of stress.
有要求嘅時候，你就要落力要做好依樣嘢，係咪
？And we knew we are the remnants of God.
我哋知道我哋係神嘅餘民。
And this term expectations seems very stressful to me in the beginning.
開頭嘅時候，我聽到依個神話對餘民有要求嘅時候，我就好大壓力。
But thank the Lord, His divine power has granted us.Everything pertaining to life and godliness.
但系神嘅大能与预先已经俾我哋喺敬虔上边系有份。
God has really prepared everything that we need to become a body that is pleasing to Him.
为着作好神嘅教会，神基督嘅身体呢件事情，神已经预先预备好恩典俾我哋。
Through the sharing in the book of Ezra and Haggai.
以斯拉記同埋哈該書嘅分享當中
，Our brother share that kingdom rise and fall, but God reigns over all。
突然交通到嗰啲嘅朝代，嗰啲王國係興福，但係神仍然係最後係掌權嗰一位。
And He causes kingdom to rise and fall, for the sake of his church and his purpose.
神要啲国度有兴旺有衰微，但系最终嘅目的系神嘅旨意，神嘅国要通行。
And at that time, he stirred up the heart of Cyrus, to let the remnants go back and build his temple.
就好似佢叫古列王喺嗰一年就要发起嚟，要以色列人可以归回。
And the Lord also said, "The silver is mine and gold is mine."
主都咁讲，金银系属我嘅。
And one day I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations. I will fill this house with glory.
有一日，give me the verse.
Haggai 2:7.
Haggai 2:7. Yeah. 有一日，我必震动万国，万国嘅珍宝必都运来。我就使这殿满了荣耀，这是万军之耶和华说的。
So if the Lord has prepared everything, then what is his expectation for us?
如果主已经万事都一切都预备好，咁主还要要求我哋做啲咩咧？
The Lord, through our brothers, very clearly, tell us that the expectation is very clear and very simple.
主对我哋嘅要求系藉着弟兄所分享嘅非常之清楚。
All he wants is our hearts.
主所要得着嘅就系我哋众人嘅心。
He wants our hearts to love him。
主愿意我哋众人嘅心去爱佢。
He wants our hearts to fear him。
佢愿意我哋嘅心去敬畏他。
And he wants our hearts to pay reverence to him。
愿意我哋嘅心系敬畏佢。
Our brother asked a question。
弟兄问咗呢个问题。
What is our relationship with the God right now？
我哋与神嘅关系。是如何呢?
And how is it compared to the original relationship you have with God?
当我们起初与神的关系建立的时候，对那个时候又如何呢?
Compared to the time when we are saved by grace.
当我们比较起我们当初得着恩典的时候。
Compared to the time when we first met the Lord.
并且比较起我们初得救认识主的时候。
Or compared to the time when you were first stirred by the Spirit of God.
或者我哋再嚟比较下，我哋当初被神吹动，我哋嚟奉献自己嘅时候，
how about the time when you decided to consecrate yourself to our God?
或者有个嘅时候，你曾经系火热嚟奉献自己。
Our brother encourages us to return to the original foundation.
弟兄就提醒我哋，愿意我哋每个人都系回归到开始建立起基础嘅时候。
And in the New Testament term, it is to return to our first love.
喺新约嘅用新约嘅话嚟讲，就系我哋嘅起初嘅爱心要归回。
Our brother encourages us to remember. From where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first.
弟兄就提醒我哋，我哋从边度堕落，就要恢复翻我哋边度。
The people, the remnants, when they go back, our brother shared that the place is right.
渔民回归嘅时候，弟兄讲到佢哋回归嘅地方系啱嘅。
The condition is right.
嗰个嘅背景系啱嘅。
But the people's heart is not right.
但系渔民嗰个心就不对。
Because their heart is not right, they said the timing is not right.
因为佢哋嘅心唔啱，所以佢就话嗰阵个时间唔啱。
So this is a encouragement and a awakening for me to return to the original foundation.
所以系我对我自己嘅提醒，我哋需要回到去最原来嘅根基嗰度。
There's another question that our brother Jerry asked, which our brother Bill also mentioned.
Bill 提起到有第二个问题，我哋弟兄都提起过。
And he actually broke it up into two parts.
佢分开两点嚟咁样讲。
For the young people, he asked, "Were you thirsty for the Lord?"
佢对住年轻人咁样问，你对主有冇饥渴？
Not just desiring his blessing, but for himself.
唔单止系要从主得着祝福。我哋冇愿意得着主嘅自己。
Is there a thirst in your heart to know him and love him more？
喺你心目中有冇愿意一个爱主得着主嘅心
？Or has the pleasure of life or desire for the things of this world quenched your thirst？
或者今生嘅思慮已經將你對主嘅飢渴已經填飽咗。
For the old people, he asked the same thing.
對住年長嘅弟兄姊妹，佢就亦都問類似嘅問題。
Except he tagged on.
還有加補咗啲嘢。
Has the cares of life quenched your thirst?
佢又話有今生有冇今生嘅思慮纏繞你
？Have you settled down?
你係咪已經坐咗落嚟
？Have you retired spiritually?
你有冇喺屬靈方面已經退咗休？
So these questions I keep on reflecting.
我一直諗依幾個問題。
And I felt these questions are very timely for me.
我記得我諗起依問題，實在對我嚟講好應時。
And I think for me,
對我嚟講
，I think I'm part of the older group now.
我而家已經係已經再唔年青啦。
Because I can honestly say the cares of life have quenched some of my thirst for the Lord.
我能夠好坦然咁講，今生嘅思慮實在係。填滿咗一啲嘅心嘅思維。
And brothers and sisters, as I may have shared with some of you, the past year has been very hectic for me.
弟兄姊妹，我已經分享過，上年對我嚟講係非常之忙碌。
Especially in this economy, my workplace went through two rounds of layoffs in the past year.
特別喺依個經濟嘅環境裏邊，我上年嘅公司上年已經兩次嘅裁員。
And you know they say all the nice words. They say this is the year of efficiency.
佢就話依一年咧係要效率非常之高。
There's another word means you have to do more with less.
即係佢供給俾你嘅少，要求咧就加上去。
And to be honest.In the past year, I do felt pretty burnt out from work.
但好坦白咁講，上年對我嚟講實在非常之累。
And I can honestly say, this burnout affected my relationship with the Lord.
累到一個程度，影響我同主嘅關係。
Our brother mentioned actually prayer is very important in corporate life.
弟兄就交通到我哋。要嚟團體嘅禱告係非常之緊要。
And I can truly amen to that.
我能夠實在係阿門。
And a prayer is indeed the breath, the breathing of the body of Christ.
實在咁樣嘅團體嘅禱告就好似團體喺度向主呼吸咁樣。
But as I was thinking back what happened in the past year,
我就諗起上年。
I remember in around June time frame, my workplace required me to set up a meeting at 9 p.m. On Thursday.
往年我記得六月嘅時候喺公司嚟。
Yeah.
喺公司係嘅要求就係星期四晚上九點鐘晚上你要去set up 一個網上嘅。
And the reason of that is I need to work with co-workers in India and in Beijing, and I need to find a time that can be inclusive for all of them.
原因咧就係嗰個會議咧係包括喺一啲印度或者北京嚟嘅人，係唔同佢哋嘅時間係唔同嘅。
Well, in the year of efficiency, you just have to do it.
咁喺效率要求高嘅時間，你就一定要咁做啦。
But this very simple.Change in the schedule, as I look back, affected my prayer life before the Lord.
但我記得咁樣喺工作上呢個好簡單嘅調整咧，就咁樣影響咗我對主嗰個嘅時間嘅關係。
As some brothers may have wondered, you know, why, you know, I still come to prayer meeting, but why do I leave at 8:40 p.m. all the time?
弟兄們可能會發覺，點解我嚟禱告聚會，但係8:45我要停止嘅咧？要離開啦。
My person will still physically here.
我個人就喺度。
But my mind may be thinking about what I need to do in the next hour at work.
我嘅心咧就諗住九點啊開會啊。
And as our brother mentioned, corporate prayer is a spiritual warfare.
弟兄就交通到團體嘅禱告係團體嘅爭戰。
And I really felt that in retrospect, this is what the enemy want to. Destroy our prayer life before the Lord.
所以回头睇嘅时候, 这个就是仇敌所要破坏嘅, 就我哋喺主
But thank the Lord, our brother David's message is very timely.
但感謝主, 藉著 David弟兄有一個訊息,
he shared with us in Colossians, whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than man.
在哥羅西書那裡, 是第二章,
verses
3章23節, 那裡這樣說, 無論作什麼都要從心裡作, 像是給主作的, 不是給人作的。
And our brother also reminded us that work is normal, that the Lord himself also is a worker.
工作其實弟兄姊妹都這樣分享, 工作是很平常的, 主耶穌也是一個作工的人。
And he also shared that work is a laboratory, where you can learn to cast all your burdens to the Lord.
並且工作 是好像一個實驗室, 是試驗我們有沒有將我們所有的重擔負擔交託給主。
And he shared that work-life balance, which is a term that is very common in the workplace these times.
他並且分享到工作和生活那個的平衡。
Only happens when you learn to let the Lord take your burdens away.
最好的平衡就是能夠在 生活和工作當中,我們將我們重擔交託給主。
So these words really spoke to me very timely.
所以幾點實在主好應時的話向我供應。
It gave me a different perspective on why I'm doing and working the way I'm doing.
讓我看到這個角度,來看到為什麼我要這樣一路工作,這樣來將時間擺上。
And our brother reminded us that we should not wish we are in the world, but it's not of this world.
主, 並提到我們在世界中, 但我們不屬於這個世界。
So this is one thing that I did after the conference, after I heard these words from the Lord.
所以特會完了之後,我就做了一件事情。
I went ahead and cancelled this meeting.
我就去取消了星期四9點晚上的會議。
I changed it to 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday instead.
就改時間,調校了去6點至7點。
And the Lord is showing me that by doing this,
所以主就令到我因著這樣做。
You don't need to worry about getting complained, about not being inclusive.
我使我令到我不需要憂慮到改了時間,就好像你要... 包括那些人這樣,
but you are doing this unto my name.
但是你是為了我的名這樣做。
So brothers and sisters, at closing,
所以最後,
I was reminded how the people responded when Haggai, the prophet, spoke the words to these people.
當先知哈該, 向這班百姓, 傳講神的話的時候, 這班神的百姓怎樣去回答呢? 回應呢?
When Haggai spoke to them, it is recorded that Zerubbabel and Jeshua rose up and began the rebuild of the house of God.
當他們聽見老哈該這樣傳講神的話的訊息的時候, 所羅巴伯和約書亞, 他就起來要建造神的殿。
And in Haggai 1:12, it is recorded that they obey the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, just as the Lord their God has sent them.
Haggai 1:12. Right, okay.
Yeah.
那時撒拉提的兒子所羅巴伯和約撒達的兒子大祭司約書亞並剩下的百姓都聽從耶和華他們神的話和先知哈該奉耶和華他們神所差來所說的話百姓也在耶和華面前
So, brothers and sisters, we have heard these heavy burdens from the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹們,我們都聽見這些神對我們所說的話帶出來所重的負擔。
What is our response to these words?
我們對主的答覆是什麼呢?
Do we show reverence to the Lord?
我們有沒有對主存著一個敬畏的心呢?
And because of that, we obey and rose and rebuild.
因着敬畏主的心，我们就起来建造神的殿呢？
In Friday night, we were studying Exodus, one of the 10 plagues.
在星期五晚上，我们读到出埃及记十诫其中的一诫。
In one of the plague of the hails, it's recorded that the Lord actually gave warnings to the Egyptians about taking shelter.
那些兵落魄的时候，神其实预先是警告过埃及人。
In Exodus 9:20, it is recorded that the officials of Pharaoh, who feared the word of the Lord, hurry and bring their slaves and slave stock inside.
在出埃及记第九章第二十节嗰度咁样讲，法老嘅臣仆中惧怕耶和华这话的，便叫他的奴仆和牲畜跑进家来。
But those who ignored the word of the Lord left their slaves and livestock in the field.
那不把耶和华的这话放在心上的，就将他的奴仆和牲畜留在田里。
In NASB, these people did not pay regard to the word of the Lord.
另外一个翻译就是，他们没有将耶和华向我们的心讲的话放在心里面。
So today, after we heard the word of God through our brothers and also from the sharings from different brothers and sisters.
我们坐在这里听见特会的信息，听见重复述说出来的信息。
What is our response?
那我们的回答回复是什么呢？
Would we fear the word of the Lord?
我们对主的话有没有一个敬畏的态度呢？
Or do we ignore the word of God and pay no regard to it?
或者我们完全不将神的话放在心上。
If we obey,
如果我们听这些话
it will be like the seed that fall on good soil.
就是好像那些种子落在好土一样。
That can bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
落在好土里面能够结出果子来，有30倍、60倍、100倍。
So may we all have a response to the word of God.
愿意我们对主的话有一个好的态度。
May we truly see what the heart of God is and His purpose.
愿意我们真的见到神的心意。
May we be one that will be ready and hasten His return.
愿意我们做一个预备好能够催促主来的一班人。